Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Insurance Law Review.
On Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. Selkirk and Wyatt. Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia. Defamation. No serious harm from a report of convictions for dishonesty offences that were later overturned on appeal, where the appellant admitted she had behaved deceptively, notwithstanding her acquittal. Australian Securities and Investments Commission and NUMI Limited, Federal Court of Australia. A company established legal professional privilege over an investigation report, but had waived that privilege by involuntarily disclosing that report to ASIC. Learman and Network 10 Proprietary Limited, Federal Court of Australia. Defamation. Allegation of rape in television program. Defence of substantial truth under Section 25 of the Defamation Act 2005, New South Wales, succeeded. Wright and State of New South Wales, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. A medical assessor under the Workers' Compensation Act 1987, New South Wales, should have given effect to an estoppel arising from an earlier arbitration between the parties. Broad Spectrum Australia Proprietary Limited and Pharma, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Worker who fell downstairs at the Commonwealth Regional Processing Centre in Nauru succeeded in negligence against his employer and the contractor responsible for the maintenance at the centre. Ivanisevic and NNT Building Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Dismissal of proceedings on basis of limitation period refused, as no evidence showed that the plaintiff first received legal advice regarding the relevant claim before the relevant date. Brown and State of Victoria, Supreme Court of Victoria. Litigation alleging police torts against protesters. Claim for public interest immunity upheld over documents relevant to police tactics in response to protests. Kalachinsky and Mercy Community, Supreme Court of Queensland. Claim by injured employee set aside as the claim could not succeed and was also time-barred. Al-Rifai and ACT, Court of Appeal of the ACT. Admitted negligence by a hospital in failing to diagnose pancreatic cancer had not caused any loss or damage to the plaintiff.
Thank you for listening.